Good afternoon, members. We'll call to order the Committee on Jobs and Economic Development. It is Wednesday, April 9th, and I have 12:36. We do have a quorum. A quorum is present. Today, we are going to be marking up the Jobs Omnibus Bill, Senate File 1832, as amended. Senator Champion, I believe you want to get to a couple amendments to clean up the bill to start with. And
that
I believe
is, that
810
yes.
is the first one.
So I move the 810 amendment, Mr. Chair.
And members, I believe we have the 810 in our packets.
And Senate Council is prepared to go through the 810 and what it means.
Okay, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. So we are looking at the A-10 amendment. You should all have that in your packet. I'm going to go through kind of in groups of lines just to kind of say what's going on in the particular line. So starting with lines 1.3 to 1.7, these are some technical changes that were necessary to match the spreadsheet up with the language with the spreadsheet. Line 1.8 is a technical request from Enterprise Minnesota. Lines 1.9 to 1.10, this, we heard some testimony the other day, this addresses the University of Minnesota's this ProStart hospitality program. They are unable to do the Workforce One reporting, so this would address that issue for that appropriation. There's also an appropriation that we changed to a previous appropriation that also addresses this issue, and that was already included in the bill. Then lines 1.11 to 1.14, this is also some technical assistance that is necessary to make the Bridges to Healthcare appropriation work, and it's just clarifying for that appropriation. Line 1.15, again, this was some technical assistance clarifying language for the Change Starts with Community appropriation. Line 1.16 to 1.17, this is another technical assistance and a technical fix for the YWCA of the North, a reference to the Beacons program. Line 1.18 is another technical change to match the spreadsheet for the Abijah's program. Line 1.19 to 1.20, this also addresses for Abijah's the Workforce One reporting issue that that they also have with that particular Workforce One requirement. Line 1.21 is a technical assistance and a technical request for Aspiris Lakeview appropriation. Lines 1.22 2.3, this is technical language that Ms. Noldner has included to clarify some transfer language that is in the bill. On page 2 then, lines 2.4 to 2.9, you'll see the language is that's actually being changed and added is in lines 2.6 to 2.9. This language is necessary to remedy an issue that was spotted, the, requiring an account to be created to ensure that a transfer in the bill works properly. Then on line 2.30, this fixes a typo in for a retroactive effective date that's included in the bill. Lines 2.31 to 3.26, you'll see the only change is then on line 3.7. This is going to include in the bill a section that I erroneously left out of the delete all. What this change does is it lowers the minimum loan amount from $50,000 to $10,000 for the community wealth building program. And then the last change starts on line 3.27 and goes over to the other page. This is also includes a provision erroneously left out of the DE to provide instruction to deed regarding relocation grants for butcher shops. And that is those are the contents of the A10. If anyone has questions, Ms. Noldner could probably answer more technical things about the fiscal impacts as it regards the spreadsheet and the language in the bill.
Thank you. Members, any questions or comments on the A10? All in favor of the A-10, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The A-10 passes. Senator Champion, would you like to do the A-5 or the A-6 next?
I'd like to wait on those if
okay.
I could.
Sure.
I'd like to go to some members' amendments now, if that would be appropriate. And
Thank you. Senator Housley, would you like to start?
Sure, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I have the A-4 amendment. It's not in our packets, but I think it's back there.
We're going to get the A-4 handed out, members. Senator Housley, do you want to describe the A-4 as it's being distributed?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Last week when, or was it this week? I don't know when we just went through the whole walkthrough of the bill. The department was here and said that on January 1st, the call center for paid family leave would not be open on the first day that the program goes into effect. And like we discussed last week or the other day, it is such a huge program and has to get up and running in this short amount of time before January 1st, 2026, that I just wanted to make sure that on that date, January 1st, there would be somebody to be working and answering the phones that day. So that's all this amendment does, is just have those that are working in the department have it be fully operational on January 1st.
Thank you, Senator Housley. Senator Champion, do you have any comments on the A-4?
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you so much. Thank you, Senator Housley, for your amendment. I'm going to ask the committee not to adopt the amendment because I've been very clear that anything related to paid family medical leave is separate and travels on its own with the bill. And in fact, that's what we did even establishing that program. We never had that bill in our bill. It is not that it's not a worthy discussion, but I believe that discussion should happen separately and independently. So I ask the committee not to support A4 amendment.
Members, discussion on the A4 amendment. Senator Gustafson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do think it's a good idea, but I think Senator Champion is right. If we could talk to the author of paid family leave and work with them on it is its own thing. I think that this is a reasonable ask, but I just don't know if it belongs here. I would like to see it go into paid family, and maybe that's something you talk to the author about.
And Mr. Chair, just so the chair doesn't have any, you know, confusion when we come to voting on this, I ask for a roll call.
A roll call has been requested. A roll call has been granted. And Senator Champion, I think this is a great discussion, and I do think it belongs in this committee. When we look at the spreadsheet, I'll look at the 6-page spreadsheet, the change-only spreadsheet. We do have that account listed and modified on the spreadsheet. So, you know, I know there's no germaneness really in committee. But even though there's no language in the bill, we do have on line 31 on the change only spreadsheet, and then on the back page or page 5 on line 433, it is also referenced. So I do think it is, if there was a germaneness issue, it would be germane in this committee because we do have the money in the spreadsheet. And as long as I'm talking about that, I do feel strongly that anything referenced and changed in the spreadsheet should really be in the bill format. And I haven't been here as long as you, but I don't recall seeing that before where we omit the written language from the bill that is in a spreadsheet. So any comments on that?
No, it's just that it's not any policy related to paid family medical leave here, and the spreadsheet is not what we are moving as a bill. So I understand the concern, but I would hope that you all would agree that I've been very clear about keeping these separate, and so it's not some, you know, counter mechanism or trying to do anything strange. So with that being said, I would hope that we do not support the A4 amendment.
Thank you, Senator Champion. Senator Housley, any final comments on your A4 amendment before we take a roll call?
Mr. Chair and Mr. Chair, Senator Champion, I think this is the place for this addition also. So I'm encouraging a yes vote on my A4. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Nelson.
Thank you. I just have one question to kind of clear this up. I just want to be clear. Are we carrying funding on our spreadsheet here at all for the program?
Senator Champion. Ms. Nolder.
Mr. Chair, committee members, Senator Nelson, the spreadsheet itself is showing any change that the bill has compared to the forecast. So the February forecast included direct appropriations to from the Family Medical Benefit Insurance Fund to the department to DEED. And what is changing in this bill is that is not being included. So because it's not in the language, the spreadsheet is going to show a negative result to that fund, or to that appropriation, excuse me. The money will still be in the fund, but it's being not directly appropriated. On page 5 of the change only spreadsheet, line 436 represents a statutory appropriation that will be used to direct funding to the program to DEED. And statutory appropriations, that appropriation was already in statute. So this is just representing the change of relying on a direct appropriation versus a statutory appropriation.
Senator Nelson, follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So it is germane to our spreadsheet then, just to clarify that, but thank you.
Senator Champion, Senator Housley had her hand up too.
No, we can go to Senator Housley.
Okay.
I would hope that we could. I'm just reminding the committee about the 1 o'clock.
And just a reminder that we do have a pause if we're not done by 1 o'clock, and then we'll come back approximately at 1:45. Senator Housley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like this to be put in the journal under Rule 12.10. I think we need 3 hands.
Please show hands. Okay, we have 3 hands for the record, so mm-hmm. It will be inputted into the journal. Senator Champion, any other comments, or should we go to roll call?
Roll call.
Okay, roll call. If we could take roll call.
Senator Champion.
No.
Senator Muhammad. Absent. Chair Dreheim.
Yes.
Senator Gustafson.
No.
Senator Herr.
No.
Senator Pa.
No.
Oh, Senator Pratt. Senator Nelson.
Yes.
Senator Housley.
Oh, I thought sorry. Senator Housley.
Yes.
Sorry.
So the A4 does not pass on a vote of 4 no's and 3 yeses. With that, do we have other amendments? So the A4 is not adopted.
And Mr. Chair, it's my understanding that Senator Nelson has an amendment. Is that correct?
Oh, thank you, but I am not going to offer the amendment at this time.
Thank you. And I think Senator Gustafson.
Senator Gustafson, would you like to offer an amendment?
Yes, sorry. I would like to offer the A8 amendment.
The A8 is the A8 in our packets. I do have the A8 in my packet. Does everybody have the A8? Can you describe the A8, Senator Gustafson?
I can. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So originally the bill, the Senate file 2811, is the Prepare Minnesota program that requested $5 million from the Workforce Development Fund, and it was not included in the committee's omnibus bill. The program offers comprehensive test and professional licensure preparation programming to U of M system, MinSCU system students, and dislocated workers. The test prep is for med school, law school, graduate school, nursing, teaching, real estate, and the financial industry would all be offered. The state would have a procurement process to select a vendor to operate in the service of the programming, and the program offers access and an opportunity to students and workers to choose their career path of choice without having to consider financial, socioeconomic, or accessibility barriers. I want to remind everybody that when we presented, it did very well in committee. In fact, two of our members are on the bill, Senator Nelson and Senator Housley, so I thank them for their support. We understand that maybe the $5 million might be too much, but the amendment modifies the existing proposal to a $1 million request from the state's Workforce Development Fund. The same prep and licensure offerings would be available to U of M students and dislocated workers.
Senator Champion, any comments to the A8 amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Gustafson, for offering this amendment. The program is something that we have thought a lot about as other programs. One of the things that I struggle with is whether we're getting too close to higher education funding notions as opposed to workforce. I understand it, but I also understand that this is a sort of like a pilot, like the first time. I would accept it if it was for $250,000. That way there's an opportunity for it to be worked on and for us to see just to you know, offer a kind gesture.
Senator Gustafson.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Well, I, you know, thank you for the preview of the upcoming amendment I'll have, but depending on how this one goes. But we are still pretty confident that this program is in place would help quite a few people bridge that barrier. I know when I went back to school, I've had multiple careers in my time. And when I went back to school, part of the barrier to that is just all of the testing and the financial constraints that it puts on people who are just trying to better themselves so that they can get a better job and support their families. This is a way to help those. Those tests are expensive. Sometimes you have to take several of them. You have the opportunity to retake them for better scores, then you have to pay again. It continues to be a barrier also that you can just better yourself and move forward. So I still am going to ask for the $1 million on this amendment. I hope members can support, and I thank you for considering it.
Members, thank you. I would like to just comment on it a little bit. It doesn't include Minn State. And, you know, they have 10 times the locations that the U has. So I would rather see maybe a different amendment that would be more inclusive, like the A9. So I'll be also against the A8.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Gustafson.
Would be happy to add that to this amendment if you've thought you'd like to make an oral amendment, but I'll leave it up to you.
Thank you. You know, unfortunately, I don't control the numbers in this committee. So, you know, I'll leave that up to Senator Champion to decide what kind of resources he has available. But if we do something, I think it is in the best interest of the whole state if we include both Minn State and the U. So thank you. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I will make that amendment. So I would like to make a oral amendment to the A8. And I'll ask staff to read that. I believe that's on line 1.112 to add Minn State as well.
We'll take a little more comment before we go to nonpartisan staff. Senator Housley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just wondering, since this is a pilot program, is it the right place for it to be in an amendment as in statute, or should it be in session law? I don't know if...
That's another great question for nonpartisan staff. So any other comments on the amendment before... Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I share Chair Champion's concerns with this bill. I think it does get very, very close. By adding dislocated workers, I think it fits a little bit better within the Jobs Committee. But the purpose of the Workforce Development Fund is to get people basically ready, not, you know, not always for those professional jobs. I took the GMAT at one point in time, and I studied for it, and I get that it's different today. But when we're facing a $3.3 billion structural deficit, when we are moving and putting a lot of pressure on a workforce development fund, which is a surcharge on the unemployment insurance tax that we charge, I want to make sure that we are fully aligning with it. I think it's an interesting program. I just really do share Chair Champion's concerns that it's maybe a little bit of a crossover and maybe could use a little more work. I would say that Minn State probably has more of the students that would benefit. I think the University of Minnesota doesn't have as many students as need. Maybe I'm wrong, but I've always considered Minn State to be the cost-efficient, cost-effective opportunity is, and maybe even a better place to pilot it. But I think we just need another year of discussion on it before we move forward.
Thank you, Senator Pratt. Senator Champion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Gustafson, I'm willing to offer the $250,000 on and by modifying line 1.4 so that you have something and that we can continue to look at the information and to see how we best do it. But if not, I just don't think financially that we're in a position to do $1 million.
Thank you, Senator Champion.
So, Mr. Chair, I have an amendment.
Yes, we're on your motion for the oral amendment. We have the motion underlying amendment, and then we have the oral amendment to the amendment. So, nonpartisan, do we have language for the A8?
Yes. Mr. Chair, members, Senator Nelson. So on line 1.12, after Minnesota, insert, comma, Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, comma. And as to the question about the pilot program, I did think about that when I was requested to draft this amendment. And it probably normally would not be coded. It probably would be in session law as a pilot, but that's something we could certainly work on, or you know, I could put it in session law if we want to in finance or if this moves forward. So I agree, though, with the pilot nature.
Thank you. Members, to the oral amendment, everybody understand the oral amendment? All in favor of the oral amendment, say aye.
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 Opposed? The oral amendment to the A8 passes. To the underlying A8 amendment, Senator Champion.
I would ask for a roll call vote.
Roll call has been requested. Roll call granted. Any other discussion on the A8? Otherwise, we'll vote. Roll call.
Senator Champion.
No.
Senator Herr.
No.
Senator Pa.
Yes.
Senator Muhammad. Senator Nelson?
Yes.
Senator Pratt?
No.
Chair Dreheim?
No.
Senator Housley?
Yes.
Oh! Senator Gustafson?
Yes.
So I believe the vote was 4-4, and on a 4-4 tie, it does fail. So the underlying A8 amendment is not adopted. Any other amendments, Senator Gustafson? Our Senator Champion, I want to watch the clock. I have 12:59. Before we, I know I have one amendment also. I think we need to give all the members time, so I don't want to push this through if we want to take a pause now.
Yes, we can take the pause now. Let's take the pause now. I know that I said 1 o'clock, and I have to be really firm on that. Sorry. And so, if I can ask for us to do recess until
1:45.
1:45.
Yep. So, members, we are in recess till 1:45. Thank you.